Do you ever get in these weird?
Is this the topic you're talking about?
No. I forgot.
I'm glad. I don't know.
Why?
Because I never know what you're going to say.
Is it bad?
Dude, we can get a little bit of steel wool in here and clean this chrome right
that's
up.
You know you do exactly what I do, right?
Not as much as you.
Yeah, you do.
I never say that we're not similar in the regard of getting obsessed with something.
I know, but you tend to highlight how I get obsessed about things, but you do it too.
Yeah. When I find something that's really useful, I'm like, I want to tell everybody because I want everybody to benefit. Just like lose it, you know, like we've got how many people? Six people doing this.
I'm telling everybody. Yesterday at the meeting yesterday, I was telling everybody about it. I was showing them.
Oh, you are?
Okay. How even the done logging, dude, that kind of pisses me off that you weren't done logging your food for the day.
I never saw that little button. I think we need to start like a little community. Because I have like six people will text like I'm you know Josh texts he's like 222 with an exclamation point.
You lose me at that though. I don't like the group chats and
it's just building a community because like you want to like it's hard to check in with all these people you know.
Yeah, see that's where your strength is. You like checking in with people.
Yeah, well I want them to meet their goals and then it's like that so. Yeah. I tell them, like, me and you were like, hey, we're going to be accountability partners. And, so I did this.
Then you have, like, seven accountability partners.
Well, I did it with Josh, and I did it with another person. And then some people aren't taking it serious. So, like, I'll be with you so long, but if I don't see that you're trying, it's like, I'm not going to, like, hold your hand the whole way. But if you're, like, a little motivated, I'll give you some, like, motivational, like, things that how I think about it that help me get through it. Because it's real easy to think about it different, and then you're like, there's no point in doing this no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting past that first, was it week, maybe 12 days or something of logging your food? Because the idea of logging your food is really draining.
Oh, no. They're like, I'm not doing that.
I don't want to do that.
And I'm like, yeah, but do it, and then you'll see.
It doesn't take that much time.
You have to do it and then see it. And then, like, but if you never I don't think you don't understand that until you start logging it. You won't understand. You have to figure it out yourself. So do it for a week or two and then figure it out. Like something's going to come to your head. I can't explain it, but it'll come to your head. You're like, oh shit, I'm fucking up.
Yeah. When you do it without trying to change anything, you just log it, eat your normal way that you normally eat, do everything, go get Starbucks coffee, but just log it. And it's so freaking surprising what, for me, I think heavy whipping cream is still the biggest shocker for me.
Yeah.
Because I want to fuck around with it every now and then, but.
Do it, though. Like, just don't do it every coffee.
I want to.
Every once in a while, I'll get a, not really. I don't even know why I'm saying this. I get a.
Damn, you lying to me?
I get a London Fog every time, but I think sometimes I'll get a different size. If I know I'm not going to have two, I'll get two's worth. Like,
oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Let's check in. Okay. And say our progress. I'll go first because I think you made better progress than me.
No, dude, you've lost more weight than I have.
Yeah, but I want to save you for last. Okay.
I want to hit it from the back.
So this is I think this is pretty impressive. I think
what page are you on though?
I'm on the goals page. I'm gonna basically go on the trend line and then say when we seriously started, where we're at now and how much time it's been.
Okay.
So I think some people will think this is unhealthy because we're losing it so quick. But
well, they can kiss my fucking ass.
Yeah, I don't feel like we're being, I'm not starving myself or anything. Like I'm actually like learning how to truly eat and not overindulge. And it's weird.
Yeah.
I
when people
never thought I would,
if they say that, it's just because they're testing their beliefs of what's natural, what they've been told is natural and what they practice, what they eat. You know, it gets that uncomfortable a little bit.
It's a tough space too, because then you have the disease part of it where it's like anorexia and then there's like self-image and like there's these other things where like you could go down the rabbit hole and get super obsessed with this where you become anorexic.
Yeah.
And people have that tendency or that gene or whatever you want to call it and they could go there. So it's, you're treading, what is the term? Treading
Light water.
Light water. I thought that's what.
Well, cold water. I don't know.
Some kind of water.
Hey, right? I think I have that gene because I don't know if I'm going to stop.
You have that gene, but
abs.
You have that gene, but you're not going to not eat at all because you want to keep your muscle.
Yeah.
So you have to do the protein. You have to keep protein up, calories down. So you won't do that. But if you just want to look skinny and fit like these girls on Instagram,
yeah,
I don't know how much they're eating to, well, young ones eating cheeseburgers and shit. But
yeah.
I think there's a certain point where you're like, I just want to get as skinny as possible. And then you go down a rabbit hole to where you're freaking throwing up. And I could see that. Sometimes I ate those damn, ate those Olive Garden meatballs.
Oh, dude.
Remember? Did I tell you?
No.
I didn't tell you.
You told me about the pizza. No wonder you were stuck at fucking 208 for a while, dude.
I had to have told you. I didn't tell you this?
No, dude.
Fuck, dude. This is such a good story. So we had a little corporate lunch, and it was Olive Garden.
Of course.
Worse, right?
Right.
But it was all dissected to where you make your own salad or noodles or whatever. So I saw they had chicken, so I was just like, oh, cool, I'm going to eat chicken. But I was trying to be respectful. So I let everybody go first, and we had a bunch of people. Mm. And so I get in the line at the very end, and there's just little pieces of chicken
like
left.
Shredded pieces?
Yeah. It's like not enough for even, it's not worth eating almost. Yeah. So I was like, shit. And so I was just like, I'll fast until dinner. But I went downstairs, and they move all the food to where we sit, and all the extras in case people want to take it home or whatever. So I'm just bebopping around, and I see the meatballs. They're like dry. They're like smaller than like a cutie orange. Mm. They're small. And yeah. I'm like, okay. So I walk by, and I ate one, and I ate two, and I was like, I'm checking in with myself. How do I feel? Like, all right, I think I can do two more, and I won't be like over full. And I haven't ate all day. And so I ate four. And I was like, all right, well, that was good, you know. And I went back to log it. And it's Olive Garden's on the app. And three of those meatballs is 480 calories.
God.
Four of them is 560 calories.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was like, no fucking way. Yeah. So I went to Google, looked, same exact 480. And then I was like, is this an appetizer? Is this the thing that comes on the spaghetti?
Oh, you thought it was separate.
It's the same. It's the same. The meat. It's just the meatball. The meatball, the three meatballs is an appetizer.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my gosh. And then so me and Courtney were like dissecting it. Good job. Courtney and I were dissecting it, and we're like, what the fuck is in here? So like she looked up the ingredients, Olive Garden ingredients, and it's just ground beef, egg, like bread crumbles, and then some other stuff. We're like, what has calories out of this? Like what makes it this high? And we looked up the damn grade of ground beef it was. It was like 60%, so it's fatty.
Yeah.
And so if you just look up, there's 2 ounces of ball, and at that ratio, it was like 160 or 70 calories. So it was like, it's the fatty meat.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit. So it was like a hard lesson. I normally would look it up first and then eat it. But I didn't. And yeah. So like, it's not, you know, we're not talking about a crazy amount of calories, but for what it is, it's like, what the fuck?
Because you can get a whole salad mm-hmm. with chicken and then some dressing, tomatoes, cucumber, like whatever, yeah. a chicken salad and be at 400 calories.
Yeah.
Like 6 ounces of chicken.
Yeah.
Compared to four meatballs.
You can go a lot longer. I think I did 12 ounces of chicken last night, and it was like, 500. Yeah. 12
Did you just have the 12 ounce or just had the chicken?
No, I had Brussels sprouts too. Mm. Trying to get more fiber.
You can't poop, right?
Can't poop, dude. All right. So if we talk about this, so this is my progression. I started on March 28th at 225 pounds. And so today is April. What is that? Oh shit!
Are you going by the first bubble?
The first drop.
Okay.
Yeah. So what is March 8th to April 19th? Is that even that's not even a month.
No.
Oh shit! All right. So my progression from 225 on March 28th, and now I'm 206, April 19th.
Damn.
So that's 13. I have 13 Well, my app says 222. I'll go with 222. It was 225. So within that time span, less than a month, I've lost 13.2 pounds.
Shit, dude.
And so I think I'm doing good with the protein, so I'm maintaining my muscle and trying to be mindful of that. So what's yours?
My start? Well, where are you at right now, though? Does that total?
I'm 206.
206 right now. Yeah. So how many pounds total? 13 pounds? Is that what you just
13.2
said?
13.2.
Okay.
And my short-term goal is to get to 200. I'm 206. And I want to be around 185 to 190. So I'm trying to, in my brain, I want to make small goals to lead up to the big goal. And then when I start maintaining, I want to set another goal so that I don't lose sight of what I'm doing here.
You look like a different person.
I think part of it's the haircut, but.
Well, you're wearing a hat, so I can't see your hair.
I know. You don't want to see it right now. It's wild.
You look, your chin is like,
oh, it's gone.
You got, yeah, you have a chin now.
I didn't cut the beard, so I cut the sides.
That's weird because I just hadn't seen you. It's only been a week, but you look completely different.
Yeah. And I was at a plateau. We were talking. You were still doing good. You're clean in your diet too. And I'm eating real clean too. Like, you know, I hate.
Yeah, pizza's clean, right?
I'm eating clean, but.
Pizza's real clean, isn't it?
I had one day of pizza. But we ordered a whole pizza and I ate 3 slices. That's unheard of.
That's pretty good.
That's fucking unheard of. But I was bloated as fuck the whole day.
Yeah.
So it's a good lesson. It's like, I don't want to be bloated. I'd rather eat and feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, man, sometimes I take these little dips, right? And I feel good and I'll do it. But sometimes I'm not on the dip and I have like that empty stomach. The one we were talking, it's like real energy. Yeah. And I feel just as good as if I had a little dip in.
Yeah.
I feel good. Like at work, I feel good. My attitude's positive. I'm productive. And I'm not thinking about food all the time.
When you wake up now, are you more energized? Is it easier for you to wake up and get out of bed now?
Yeah.
Yeah, same here.
And one thing I didn't mention, my blood pressure. So I started this partially because my blood pressure was higher. So my blood pressure was like 160 over 90.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 120 over 80 at least. So I didn't know I had high blood pressure. But I knew I had the extra weight. People will say, oh, you look fine. But I had that like straight up visceral fat. Like it's all in my stomach and it doesn't make me feel very good. But as I lost the weight, as soon as I wake up, I prop myself up in the bed and I'll get, and my blood pressure machine is right by there. And so I strap it up and I do 3 things cause it's kind of up, like you get different results.
Yeah.
Close, but you get, so I do about 3 times. I don't pick the best one. I just pick the third one just so it like regulates or whatever. So I went from 160 to 150, hung around the 130s for a long time. And then now I'm at mid to low 120s. Mm-hmm. And then the other day I got a perfect 120 over 80.
Damn, dude.
And so I like the last 4 days, probably I'm about 120 something over 80 something. And so it's really cool to see. It's really cool to see like measurable changes. Blood pressure is a big deal. You know,
mm-hmm.
I had doctors that, doctor buddies that I had my blood pressure taken in front of them because we're in Vegas getting IV drips. And he's like, dude, you really need to worry about that. And I was like,
you worry about your fucking self.
I was like, are you, you know, for real? And because I wasn't taking it serious and all their stuff was good. And I was like, well, fuck, maybe I do. And one of the nurses that was doing IV was giving me, he's like, you really need to get a hold of it. So I would get on like a low blood pressure medicine.
Oh shit.
And I was like, do I need to? He said I would check it the same time every day so you can start getting your baseline. And he said, but typically you just get on a low blood pressure medicine.
Those fuckers, dude. They just want to give you medicine.
I mean, he's a nurse and he has a,
no, be nice.
I'm not going that route.
Okay.
He's a nurse damn, I lost a little thought.
I'm sorry. Dude.
You're good. He's a nurse and he has high blood pressure.
Okay.
So he was He was thinnish. So
he's fat too.
He probably had the visceral fat that I had. So anyways, he said, it runs my family and all this stuff. So I didn't think I'd turn around. And dude, like we've been doing less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't think I'd turn around. And I've only been measuring my blood pressure because I bought the app.
Yeah.
So I don't, did you buy the app?
No, I didn't buy it.
So you may be able to do it. Anyways, I bought the blood pressure machine. And then, so I've only been tracking that for, a few weeks. Yeah. So I changed it that amount of time. Imagine if I ate like shit again, it would go back up.
Yeah.
What are your things?
I wanted to say something else about.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I forget what I wanted to say.
About the nurse and the blood pressure.
No, just about the way that you're regulating your blood pressure. I imagine you feel a lot different. Has it helped with your twitches?
So I don't think the dip is helping the twitches because I didn't know, because I'm stupid, I guess, but it's a stimulant. And so it stimulates.
It's like caffeine, right?
Yeah.
Probably worse than caffeine.
Caffeine makes me twitch more. But I stopped for a couple days and I remember I was almost going to cry, dude. I was in bed and I was waiting and they never came. It was 2 days ago.
Oh shit.
2 days ago. So I think if I cut the dip, I think it will go.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm serious. That's never happened.
Yeah.
I was laying in bed relaxed and I couldn't even feel one.
Yeah.
When I think about it, it gets worse.
That's kind of a double-edged sword because you're fucking thinking about it.
I was trying to make it twitch. I was like,
"Did you do the thing where, whenever it was scaring me, I used to look at it?
Yeah,
I used to say fuck you, like you're not
do that.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
you remember when we used to run long miles and I used to talk shit to myself like, come on, bitch. Like,
that's funny.
But I would do that to my leg muscle that was twitching, or my calf, or my arm, wherever it was. But that helped. That kind of helped me regain some power over it.
Mm.
But I notice if I don't drink coffee too, if I miss a little bit, or if I have a meeting early in the morning, so I don't get to go get or make it or whatever, I notice that it's I don't have the twitches as much. But I think eating, how we're eating and exercising and all that, I think it all plays into it.
Yeah. My anxiety definitely is, like, I think is blood pressure related. I might be able to even do coffee again, but I think ultimately I need to try to wean the stimulants, and I think it'll be good. And if I do like one dip a day, it's not, but it's like if you do like five over the span of a day, it's like, and I think for nicotine to get out of your system, it's a couple of days. So like you to get that result, I have to get off of it for a little while. But
what is your... Is your the weight a goal, or is how you want to look a goal?
It's a good question. Like, I'm really about the numbers, but I was stuck at 208 for like 4 days. And I think it's because of I need to increase the fiber. But my body was still changing. And so I really like how I'm looking. But I've always been a person that really keeps fat right on the gut. Mm-hmm. Because even when I was, I played basketball all the time in high school, and even after high school, I was pretty fit. And I'd have the top abs. Like, I could just grab that little flap, that little thing under my belly button, and just kind of pull it down just a little bit, and I'd have the bottom. But I never, and I ate like shit, but I just was very active. So it's kind of cool to think, like, these people that have abs, you're like, it's unattainable, and like, you have to really, like, focus your whole life on this, and like it's all about diet, which is true, but it's like you have to be so disciplined. And I feel like I'm gonna get abs soon, like,
yeah,
because and they say too, like, I work out the abs, but they say you can't work out a specific area and then get the results. You have to do it all together. Like, you can't just get abs like if you have the fat, you know. So I'm going to up it once I start getting rid of more of the fat on my stomach. And then they should, you know, you want to build the muscles up. But ultimately, you need to lose the weight first. So I think with this lifestyle, we can get abs. And I like your fucking, you're doing it.
I did it. Well, there's two reasons why I'm crossing my legs like this, is because my hip flexor doesn't hurt, or my whatever, my psoas, or whatever the fuck it is.
Whatever kind of fucking shit.
It doesn't hurt. I feel like I can do this pretty comfortably now, too, actually.
You've gotten a lot skinnier.
I feel a lot skinnier. My skinny jeans are not going to be skinny. They're going to be baggy jeans. I'm a little worried about that because I spent a lot of money on these jeans.
I know. All my shit's baggy now. I lost two. I went down two holes in my belt, and it's like my pants are bunched up at the top now. It fucking looks stupid as fuck. But to answer your question, so we go on to your thing. It's definitely an image. I could, if I go to this certain weight and I'm happy with how I look, I'm good. I want basically what every man wants. I want
a big dick.
I'm trying to work on the dick.
Big throbbing dick.
That's it. it actually makes it look a little
bigger. It makes it look bigger, which.
There was a time I couldn't see it.
Really?
Because of the belly? The belly was, it's a lot of bloating too, though.
Yeah. And I'm kidding. Is it inflammation or bloating, whatever it is?
Both, yeah. Yeah.
And your face looks so much skinnier.
Yeah.
You look like the guy that I didn't like when I first saw when we were working together.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like you ever.
Was it a little jealousy?
No, because you give like a fuckboy vibe. Like,
no.
You had the come over hair.
I was definitely a fuckboy when you met me, I think.
Yeah.
That was in the early days.
You have a cockiness about you that is not appealing if you don't know you.
Yeah. Is it a cockiness?
I have to, if we're meeting people or you're coming over, I have to prepare people about you.
Crazy. I don't see myself as cocky at all.
I don't think you are either. I think you're the nicest person in the world, but I think you come off as, it's not really cocky. It's like,
confident?
Just a piece of shit.
Stinky piece of shit.
No, I don't know how to explain it. I think your jokes come off as rude, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. Oh, yeah.
I can agree with that. Yeah. It's just dry humor.
Not funny, really, but.
I get laughs out of you.
You got me this morning with it. Yeah. But, yeah, I think I have to kind of prepare people. Like, it's not what you think.
Yeah. You definitely know me more than most. But even Courtney has a best friend that told me that. That's one surprising. She a childhood friend, and she told me that one day. She's like, hey, you're kind of different. And I was like, and this is blowing my mind because I'm like, and she goes, like when people, I know people are going to meet you, they're like, she prepares them for me.
Oh, her too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
But she says, now that I know you, I see who you are. Like, you're not a surface level person. You're going to ask these crazy ass questions.
You make women uncomfortable because you'll notice how they change their hair color from the first time.
You think that's uncomfortable?
Yeah. Yeah. No. I've had multiple people that I'll tell you their names off air. Tell me about
off
this.
Air. We're off there. Air.
Whatever.
Okay. Off
podcast.
Yeah.
And it's not Kelly.
I wonder who
it's not. It's not bad.
Yeah. You're making it out to be bad.
No, it's not bad, but it's just unusual. It's not what the average guy notices.
I know. You know? I have this thing, even with guys, like I can tell when their hair is different. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I'll always, even if it's bad, it's a compliment.
Yeah.
I'll always like make it a compliment. But I always see like the person light up. So I don't, maybe it's some one-off people.
No, you mean the best. You don't mean any ill will by it, but.
Ill will. But back to the body. So
okay, back to body.
What every guy wants, including a big cock, is I want my chest to be out more than my stomach, and I want my stomach to be lean.
Yeah,
I'm happy with my legs. You know, like
you got a nice butt. You got a big bum.
I don't know why it's so big. It's from all that jumping, but basically that. I just want my waist. I want it to look good in shirts. Yeah. I don't want my stomach to stick out further than my chest. And I've never worked out when I was skinnier, so I. Even then, my chest was
there. Have you been working out the last couple of weeks?
Yeah. I worked out the other day.
Consistently, not just fucking one day a week. Have you been working out?
I've been working out.
How many days this week have you worked out?
Damn. Yeah. Why are you saying it like that? Do you know something? You've been over here?
Not because I don't think you're working out.
Yeah. I worked out this week. No. Last week I worked probably 3 days. And then this week it's been
just one.
Yeah.
Hey, and it happens that way.
It's okay.
It happens that way, you know?
I've been seeing some things where it's counterproductive to work out every day.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm on that vibe.
Don't do that.
It works
dude.
Out for me.
Don't,
yeah, no pun intended.
Don't fucking do that to me, dude. Don't be one of those people where like, hey, you don't have to work out every day. Yeah. That's like saying you don't have to. Well, you can have a flexible diet too. Yeah. You can be. That's where it starts getting into that bullshit of like, hey, I eat fucking Snickers on Wednesdays. And, you know what I mean?
Hey, you do that, dude.
Don't do that to me, dude. You need to keep working out because your shoulders are getting bigger, and you need to keep doing it.
Yeah. No, I definitely do.
You got a whole fucking machine out there. Fucking use it.
I've been using it, motherfucker. Okay. This week has been busy, dude.
It's been, well, I don't want to hear that shit, dude.
I noticed my sex drive has gone up, too.
Yeah, a lot.
You too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, I'm talking about you on me. No.
Oh, yeah. You notice?
Yeah.
That's yours?
I have mine's pretty high.
But have you noticed, like, a measurable
increase? I've noticed that. When I wake up in the morning, it's definitely
6 of midnight.
Yeah, it's definitely different.
Yeah.
I've noticed waking up is a lot easier. The thought of working out is almost, it's not like, oh, I don't want to. It's kind of like, I really
got
want
the energy,
to.
Yeah.
I really want to go out
pushing
there.
Through it.
Yeah.
Like when I walk around the block, I'm digging my feet in the ground. I'm like, I like this. Like yeah. I like the contractions.
Yeah. Conflection.
Conflection.
I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
I just got you.
I don't know if that's right.
it's not. I just wanted to say it.
Conflection. I don't even know if that's a word.
It's not a word. Yeah. I don't think it is.
We should coin it.
Conflection.
But I'll walk around to, like, I'll get, you know, when you used to run and after like a mile, you remember if we run 8 miles, like, you know, at a mile or two, at least if you can make it, but also like you're in the zone to where yeah. you don't feel like
your body's loose,
the shit of whatever, but. I walk around the block. I do 2 miles, like a power walk. And I'm like, I can do more. I want to do more. Mm-hmm. But it takes so much time to walk.
Yeah.
To get miles from walking. I'm walking because, you know, when you do this thing, and if you're not a person that wants to put a lot into it, you can just walk. A mile gets you a little more than 100 calories burned. I want to run, though. I want to start running again. I was going to tell you, we should do the whole, be real cool to start running with James again. When he starts to feel better, and then you start to feel better.
I'm getting close, yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm runners again. I feel like I'm getting close again.
We may be, like, a little more elite when we come back because yeah. we're doing the right stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when we were trying so hard running all those miles and we were wondering why we weren't getting abs?
Dude, I look at my picture after a whole marathon, and I'm like, how the fuck do I still have a gut? Like, yeah. I'm like, I hate those pictures.
It's because of what we were eating.
I was running shirtless too.
I was eating. I was, dude, back then, I was basically drinking a hot heavy cream. That's when I got into keto. Yeah, well, that's basically when I got into keto, and I was just everything. My eggs had heavy cream in it.
Damn.
Yeah, I would whip up the eggs with heavy cream. Everything had heavy cream, so yeah. I can't imagine how many calories I was fucking consuming. But
yeah,
no, dude, you need to keep working out, man.
I want to like I was thinking about that. That's why I went out this week, and I was like, I'm just gonna do it. It's like we have this goal, you know, lose weight, and then it's like, you know, have more energy. But I've had other. I'm trying to restore the motorcycle, and then like so this is another cool thing, and I've noticed this in Courtney too. We're doing less TV. We're doing more productive things. Mm-hmm. Partially because we're not eating as much. It's not we're not devoting that time to eating all the time. But, like, I'm, like, go over the motorcycle, and I pull off the whole speedometer because my lights aren't coming through all the way. Like, mm-hmm. they're dull. And so I rip it all apart. I'm, like, I rip it all apart. I get the bulbs. I look them up. Buy some on Amazon. I'm, like, I would never want to do that when I'm eating, like, shit, you know? Like, I just want to, you know, hang out, you know? Mm. So I did that. I'm cleaning the bike. I didn't want to clean the bike. I'm like reorganizing the garage. So I saw it in Courtney, and I'm trying to tell her, I'm like, you're doing this because you're eating better. You know that? And she's like, in denial. But she was outside pulling a bunch of weeds one day. Stayed out there. I wasn't even out there. She was just pulling them. And she cleaned the house like real, like a deep clean.
Like a lady should.
And
I thought that's what you were going to say.
No, that's what you would say.
Yeah. You would say it too.
Yeah. And then she did something else, and it's just like every day I come home, she's like doing something productive. Mm-hmm. Because it's easy when you get off of work, you're tired, just go plop on the couch. I mean, you know, we still do that stuff, but I'm getting interested in other things. Like, I want to learn more too. Like, changing out all these little parts on the bike, the electrical parts and stuff. It's like, oh, well, how does this, you know?
Yeah.
It translates from our work too. It's like I'm troubleshooting, and I'm like, it's stimulating my brain a little bit. But tell me the weight you lost, fucker.
Oh, shit, dude.
People are waiting.
People
right
want. People are waiting for the weight. Okay, so I'm gonna go off the bubble, off the timeline. So the first day that I recorded a weight was April 2nd, and I was 175.
You're in April?
Or April 2nd? Yeah.
I thought you were March 28th.
No, that's when you started, right?
Yeah. So it is a week.
Yeah. Yeah. So April 2nd, I was 175.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
It's half a month, a little more than half a month.
Well, it was 22 days. And then April, the next time I weighed myself, or the biggest drop, I guess, April 11th, I was 170.
All right, so let's say it again. First weight was what?
175.
Uh-huh.
And then that was second. And then 9 days later, I was 170. So 5 pounds.
Five pounds.
In 9 days.
Okay.
And then now... So my first goal was 167, which I don't know why I picked 167. It felt like a good number to pick.
It's a weird number.
Yeah. It felt like a good number to pick. I hit 167 yesterday. Yeah, because today's the 20th, right? Yeah. So I hit 167 yesterday.
Today's the 19th, isn't it?
Yeah, today's the 19th. I'm sorry. So 167 yesterday. I hit. So,
how many days?
In 21 days, 22 days, I've lost about 9 pounds.
Jeez.
So my new goal, because I want to get rid of the back fat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was trying on these new pants. I think I told you. And I look good. Like, Kelly was snapping photos. And at first, she didn't like them because they were kind of tight on the hips. But I wanted, like, tighter pants, not loose. Because all my jeans were cowboy cut jeans. So I wanted non-cowboy cut jeans because I don't wear boots anymore that often. And she was taking photos of me, and I was like, oh, shit, I look kind of looking kind of good right now. Fucking 5 pounds does this for you? Dude. I was looking good. But then she snapped a photo of me turned around, and I just saw the fucking lamb chops on my back, dude. I was like, what the fuck? Why are those still there?
Yeah.
So... And that's when I was at 168 at the time, I think. And I was already like almost to my goal. I was like, ugh. So I'm going to have to go to, so I decided mentally there I was going to go to 165, but then I hit 167 like the next day. I actually weighed myself the next morning. I was 166.8. So I was below the goal. And I was like, fuck it. I need to go to 160. So my new goal is 160, and I'm hoping I can get rid of these lamb chops. But I'm looking a lot different, though. I'm starting to get abs. I think that's the goal for me, is get to a point where I can see my abs,
mm-hmm.
And then try to maintain that from there. And I think 160, I'm hoping 160 is going to be it, because I don't want to go down lower. I don't want to be in the 50s, because Kelly weighs like 115. I'll only weigh like a few more pounds.
She'll be the man
of that. I know. Weigh for a few more pounds than Kelly.
Yeah.
So 22 days, 21 days, I guess. Almost 10 pounds, like right around 9 pounds.
I think that's the rate people expect, you know, like want to lose, but it's, if you do it slower, it's like a pound a week or something, and that'll take a long time. But if you hyper focus in, and really track it, you can do what we're doing.
The key is tracking it. I don't think you could do it, because I did it
eyeball
with,
and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I did it. I was doing the carnivore thing for the last couple of years, and I was 165 or 175, 178, 175, 178. And I was eating, I ate twice a day, eat mostly steak and eggs, but I didn't realize how much I was eating. Yeah. Until you actually track it. That first day, and I tracked everything, and I was consuming like 2,800 calories. fuck, no wonder I can't lose weight, right?
Yeah.
But also my workouts have changed too. I'm more excited about working out. And even yesterday, I had to go to Houston real early. So, you know, I had to be in Houston at like 7:30. So I woke up at 3:30 and started working out at 4. I normally don't work out till like 5, but I woke up an hour and a half earlier to like stretch and get woken up. And I was excited to work out too, because I'm excited to see the sweat come off and see the my heart rate up while I'm working out. Like, I'm just really in just hyper focused on it right now. So, but the goal is fucking abs. So I sent you that little picture this morning. I was starting to see some results.
Nice cock.
I know. What if I just sent you a dick pic? Just a hard dick pic.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. I don't think you'd send me one back.
No. I couldn't show you much.
What? I want that relationship. It's like you're afraid to tell me how much you get paid.
Yeah.
We shouldn't hide that from each other.
I'll probably Photoshop something. It's a noticeable, like, split from my waist down. Like, it's a different thing.
Yeah. I was going to, you know what I wanted to send you? I wanted to send you, a picture of me on the left and then the right. I was like, me, but a black person with, like, an 8-pack. Yeah. like, just 22 days. You know what I mean? Just different person.
I like that. Have you seen those videos? There was a girl... basically like a video is like, you know, what it looked like today, you know, they just kind of do the thing. And then it was a girl that looked very similar. And then it's almost a twin or something. And then the girl comes into the shot. She's like, and she has a bag of chips. Oh, so yeah. She's like, she gets out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good. Funny. Those are funny.
I love before and after pictures on Instagram. Like,
the guys or the girls?
I guess I don't watch a lot of the guys, but it's normally a girl and they have like workout clothes or whatever, but you see like the legs going in and then like the body, and it's not much, like 10 pounds or something, but like you're saying, 5 pounds goes a long ways. People on more of this stuff's coming up on my YouTube and Instagram, but a lot of videos where it shows like how much 5 pounds is. They like hold this like jelly thing and they're like, this is, you know, it's like 5 pounds goes a long ways. You wouldn't think.
No, not at all. I didn't think I was going to feel the difference. I like the way that I feel though. I like the mental clarity. I feel like I'm firing on all cylinders when we're in meetings.
Oh, and dude. Yeah, the meetings.
You're talking about the productivity like outside. Like me and Kelly have been doing a lot of shit, and I'm pretty balls to the wall as it is, like naturally. Like even if I'm eating like shit, I'm pretty like high strung, hyper focused on stuff. But now it's like I've unlocked another gear that's kind of weird. It's like another gear that I've never tapped into, because when I was doing keto, this is the lightest that I've ever weighed, like 167. I've never gotten to this, even when we were running,
even
as a baby I came out 168. But
soaking wet.
Yeah. Soaking wet. Yeah, fully clothed in boots.
Yeah,
I've never, like, I think last week you were talking about you just built levels. So like, I got out of high school, somewhere between high school and a couple of years after, I fucking just went to 170. And then there for a while, dude, I was like 210. I can't even fucking imagine, dude. 210.
When I met you, where were you at? Because you looked like a different fucking person.
I look at those photos,
and
man.
You were cocky. You're like, I'm strong. You probably were strong.
I was pretty strong, dude.
But you thought, like, it was all muscle.
Yeah, it was. See, I was 210, dude. That like 210 to 215.
That's nuts. Because how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
So 210.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
That's what, 50 pounds light. I'm 50 pounds lighter than what I was. I need to find that picture. There's a picture at the peak right before we all committed to do the marathon. There's a picture where I'm we're in the bedroom. And I'm just railing. I saw you smile. I saw you smiling, so I wanted to give it to you. No.
Railing will always be good.
That's a good one.
You know,
right?
I'm picky about words. I know. And I throw it in there.
I wasn't even looking at you, but I saw you grin, so I wanted to give it to
you. You could have fucked it up.
I wanted to give it to you. But we bought a new fan for the bedroom. So I had the fan off, and I was just in my shorts, and I had the fan like on top of my head, like a hat. It was almost like a big sombrero, and I was just like posing for the photo. And man, I don't know how I let myself get that big.
Yeah,
but I didn't think I was though. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I was, but I was snoring. And that's when we started doing the podcast. Did we start doing the podcast after the marathon? It was after, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't like you pre-marathon. I started liking you after the marathon.
I don't know why you didn't like me.
No, I liked you.
No, I think you really didn't.
No, I liked you.
You used to call me way different names than you call me now.
What did I call you?
You were like, I guess I looked better. So you were like, oh, I'm Mike. I have a video of this thing, like, I move my hair. I'm a preppy boy. And it's like, yeah, but now it's like call me fat and shit. Like,
well, that's because I'm comfortable with you now.
Yeah.
Testing the waters with you.
You used to do that with everybody at 37. I'm this, I do that. Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Carlo, I do stuff, troubleshoot without a permit.
You need to bring that back. Or the department ones are so funny too. Oh, not too bad in the podcast department.
I'll do those with Kelly, dude. Kelly loves whenever I say, "Hey, not too bad." She started doing it
for a little while.
Yeah,
but Corey was the best.
Yeah, not too bad in the old coffee department. Like, it was everything. He did a little side mouth. Not bad in the old troubleshooting department. Yeah.
I love those times. I wish we could go back.
And relive them.
To working together. You know, it's not too far-fetched because you kind of work with James now.
Yeah.
James wasn't really part of the picture.
No, because he was already, like, he was in Sadara at that time.
Yeah.
And then he was at probably 5 and 6. Yeah, but I think whenever we started.
That culture was so cool. Like, I enjoyed work.
Yeah.
And we were productive.
Like, oh, yeah.
We're
I think we were
funny and maybe we weren't. We're funny and productive, but yeah,
that was a different time. That's when I think about my, I guess my career. That's the time that I really always think about. Yeah. I want that in every little that chemistry that we all had.
Mm.
I want it in everywhere I go, but it's not everyone's fake though. Everyone's like, you can find a couple of people that you can vibe with that are real people, even during work hours.
Yeah,
but those are rare. They're very rare. Like the thing that me, you, Corey, Bernie, and then we even got KG involved in it a little bit. Like that thing that we had there was special, man.
I want that in, all aspects of life. Like, put my time into the people that you can build something like that, a long-term person.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to you and Courtney about this all the time. Like, not every friend's, like, rated the same, and I'm not going to put as much effort into every friend.
Yeah.
That's a hard lesson for some people. Some people get really disappointed about, like, reliability, like, of a person. And you'll do all this stuff for someone, and then they're not going to pay it back, but they're really cool to hang out with. So, like, really cool to hang out with, but it's, like, when it comes down to it, they're not going to be there.
Yeah.
So, like, you have to mentally shift your brain and say, I like what we have, but I'm not going to put more than I need to into it. I'm going to put, basically match what they're giving, and it is what it is.
Do you give expecting to receive back?
Like actions?
Yeah.
Or talk out expectations?
Like, if you're doing for your friends, do you expect to receive back from them?
Not exactly how I'm doing it, but like fundamental things like, giving a person a bunch of time ahead and say, hey, we're doing this thing. Are you available?
Yeah.
And then them saying yes, and then they don't show up.
Mm.
Over and over, like, things come up or whatever, but things don't come up 100% of the time.
Sometimes.
Yeah. But I'm alluding to maybe some of Courtney's friends. She gets, really heartbroken. because friends don't they're not there for her all the time. But she puts a lot into it, you know.
Are those friends married with families though?
No.
No.
Well, no. We talked about this too. We consider all those things.
Yeah.
And we understand.
Well, like me and you were talking about before the podcast, like going out and have happy hour.
No.
It's just easier for me to say no. Like I want to hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
But I would rather go hang out with my kids.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
It's all on what you want to do. Like if it's there's a lot of things that I'll do for people that I rather not, but I'm trying to like pay into the relationship. I'm trying to invest.
Yeah.
So I'll, you know, cut out some time to do it.
Yeah.
It ends up being good, but it's like, you know, you get in that state where you're in a routine and you just want to do what you want to do. And then it's really easy to just say not tonight or whatever.
Yeah. But, like with me and Kelly we're trying to devote more time to just us, and the kids are getting older. So like the older girls can watch the younger kids. So we don't always get just us. So we get like a couple of days a month where we can just devote just us time. And it's not even full days. It's, you know, 6-7 hours. You know what I mean? So how I look at like me and Kelly, anytime that I'm away from her, all the burden of watching the kids, taking care of the kids is on her, like right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same thing for her. When she's out and about with her friends, which she needs to be more. She's the type of person. I think you and her are very similar into the way that y'all think and operate. Y'all are almost like kindred spirits.
Kindred?
Kindred spirits. I think y'all are the same. I think that's why I like y'all so much. That's why I want to see you naked.
Sexually?
Yeah.
Can't do that without that.
But I want her to go and hang out with her friends. So she's been hanging out with Monica more. And I'm not that way. I'm okay with just... I stay at home every day of the week.
I know.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. It's fine for me.
Yeah.
I want to go do stuff. Like, I want to do stuff, but I want to do stuff what I want to do. You know what I mean? And I want to shoot some guns. I want to trap hogs. I want to go, like, work out. I want to do those things. So if I have the very limited of time to go do those things, I'm going to be very selective on when I leave because I need to dedicate my time to, I got to be selective with it. So like right now it's the podcast and Signature Touch. Those are my times. So I'm dedicating away from the family, away from the kids, and I'm doing this. And other people may have the same thing too, even though they may not have kids. Like having kids and being married, there's a whole nother element to it where I always think when people call in to work late and like, hey, I'm not going to be there because the kids are sick. I'm like, oh, fuck, I know what that's about.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother perspective. And that's the whole reason why I work out at 4 o'clock in the morning is because I don't want to put the burden on Kelly to watch the kids at 5 p.m. or 4 o'clock whenever she's trying to get dinner ready. The kids are freaking going, bouncing off the wall. I don't want to put that burden on her because then it's going to put her in a bad mood and then I'm not going to get lucky that night. You know what I mean?
It all goes back to getting lucky.
It
goes back to sex.
It all goes back to sex and a big throbbing cock.
Oh, isn't that about right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you doing with water? I'm tracking water now and it's like I drink so much.
I feel like I've always been pretty good about water.
How much do you think you drink a day? Because I'm supposed to drink 100 ounces.
We did this. Like, what is a Yeti cup? Like 32 ounces?
Yeah.
So I drink 4 or 5 Yeti cups a day. And they always have electrolytes.
So that should be enough.
Yeah. So we'll say 5. I'm drinking 160 ounces.
I'm always like 32 ounces shy of 100 ounces. And it's just like, and I'm like intentionally drinking.
Yeah.
And it's like... You know,
I drink pretty good. I'll do 1 to 2 cups of coffee, just black coffee now. And then I'll have a pre-workout, like, before I work out. So, like, that's my liquids is the pre-workout, the coffee, and then right around, like, 10:30 till 7:30, 8 o'clock, it's nothing but water. And I drink. I'm better at drinking all my water when I'm at home, though. If I'm working from home, I'm pretty consistent. I have everything at my beck and call. I can control everything that I put in my body mm-hmm. when I'm at the house. But the minute that I have to go to a meeting or work at the plant or whatever, then all bets are kind of off. But I still am able to make those good choices. But my water intake is definitely not as much. Like yesterday I had like 2 bottles of water. So I probably drank like 90 ounces yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting better. I'll get a water and drink it on the way to work. I'll just use this bottle and keep filling them up at the stations.
Yeah.
But I have to like stop work and I'm like, go fill it up. I get through them pretty quick, and I do feel better. Feel better whenever I am loaded up on water. Like, and then it's supposed to make you less hungry too, because you're typically when you're overeating, you're dehydrated.
Yeah.
And so like for whatever reason that makes you hungry.
I'm listening to Aubrey Marcus's book right now, How to Win the Day, I think. It's a really good book so far. I'm only in chapter 1, but I really like it. What is it called? Give it to me. Hold on. It's always there. If I go to like my library, it's the first thing. But the one time
It works.
The one time I fucking need it.
Oh, it's going to be tough.
Like, look, audiobooks. It should be Own the Day.
Own the Day.
Own the Day by Aubrey Marcus. You know who that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aubrey Marcus is Joe Rogan's business partner. Oh. Him and Rogan started On It.
Okay.
So he's the kind of like shaman guy, mushrooms. Mm-hmm. He's got the weird nose thing.
Oh, I haven't seen him.
You haven't seen him? He's kind of shredded, dude.
I may have seen him and then just don't know his name.
He's a cool dude. Y'all, like,
we should
meet. I could set it up.
Set something up for us.
I could set it up. No, but he said the amount of water you lose at night when you're sleeping, you're basically dehydrated when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
How your body uses it. So the first thing that he does is in the morning is like, you know, no big secret, but he drinks, mineral salt, and then like a quarter of a lemon.
Mm.
And that's the first thing that he drinks is water before drinking coffee.
Before drinking vodka.
Yeah.
I think in the Chinese culture, in the morning, they'll drink a hot water.
Oh.
Yeah, so they'll just boil the water or whatever, get it hot, and then drink that, and it kind of starts the body up.
Supposed to lubricate your organs.
Yeah, I think, you know, with like wrinkles and things like that, I think dehydration plays a role in that.
Yeah.
Because it's compounding effect. Like if you don't drink water every day, you'll get behind and then you have nothing hydrating your cells in your body.
Yeah. I'm starting to see little changes in like Kelly and Candace and what they're starting to eat. I'm not pressuring. I feel like I've been on this journey of not pressuring people, like, do this, mm-hmm. the last, like, 7-8 months. So, definitely not perfect, because when, like, Candace opens the door, like, whenever she's like, I don't know why I'm breaking out, then I'm like, well, let me tell you fucking why. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's some things you should try. But I definitely don't just bring it up like I used to. But I'm noticing them, even with just water, how much water that they're drinking with electrolytes. And Candace is wanting me to order the electrolytes packs now so she can take to school, which is a big thing, because she's never been, like, you know, our water is so depleted, apparently, and it doesn't have electrolytes in them. So we're drinking those Ultimia electrolytes.
I sent you that water machine. I don't know how fucking true this. Did you see it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It says it gets rid of forever chemicals. That, you know,
I don't buy it because
it's that laser stuff.
Yeah.
The infrared. Is it infrared?
I don't know. It's like blue light almost.
Whatever. It's scan. But it said normally they can only say, you know, like whatever it gets rid of. But it said microplastics and it said just other, what do they call it? Forever chemical. What is it?
Yeah. The PFAS.
PFAS. Yeah.
PFAS.
Did you see that? That sent you?
I saw
it. Yeah. I was like, I was intrigued because nothing's ever claimed to get rid of that stuff.
Yeah. I don't fucking buy it.
It's made out of just straight plastic.
I already bought one.
I
tried to get with the scientist on, so I think it was in Hawaii or fucking Florida. I tried over and over again. They've released studies about how it gets rid of PFAS. I just can't get them. I'm going to try again, though. It's been a few months. Yeah. I'll try again.
I'm actually getting into, I remember about that 40-pack of the non-sweetened elements.
Yeah.
And remember I told you it tastes like shit?
Yeah.
It kind of tastes good now. You know, like how you go to straight coffee instead of like adding stuff. It kind of, to me, it tastes like it's water, but it tastes like pickle juice.
Oh, I think you gave me one last week.
Yeah. It's not bad. And
it's pretty good.
It's getting away from the stevia. So I think realistically, if you're going to start really getting down to it, I think like it's probably not as good for you. It's better not have it than have it.
It's better than not have it than have it.
Yeah, like if you were to say if it's good or bad, it's probably more bad than good.
Yeah.
But it definitely, you know, I don't think that's probably one of the last things you need to start, like, worrying about. But
if we were next to a spring water, right, then we'd get all the minerals. We wouldn't need electrolytes because spring water actually has the natural electrolytes, right?
Yeah, it has the minerals. Yeah. They sell spring water. That's what Gary Brecka,
hydrogen water, right?
He talks about hydrogen water, but on his website, he'll have that mountain water, I think it's called.
Yeah.
It's like a green bottle.
Yeah.
So he advocates for spring water, but I will not put any water in my body unless it's hydrogen water. He knew he was setting up a market as soon as he did that. I don't think that really took as much. There's a guy at work that I work with that has one, and I was like, he's kind of in on the loop, you know, too, of like all the Rogan stuff, but he has it, and what it does is you put it in it, you press a little button, and apparently there's some reaction, and it puts hydrogen. Like, you don't have to, like, do anything. You just put the water in there. It's like, you don't have to put minerals in it. It just does it. Yeah. So,
have you noticed that Rogan has not, since Gary Brecka went on his podcast, Rogan's not been reading ads for Liquid IV?
Yeah.
Have you noticed it, though?
I haven't noticed. You told me that.
I know. No, I told you, I bet you, after the podcast, after I listened to it, I said, I bet you Rogan stops advertising Liquid IV. Well, that was my guess.
That chemical they use is a carcinogen.
I don't even know how to fucking pronounce it.
Is that what it was? It's a carcinogen, unknown carcinogen?
Because Gary Brecka, whenever Brecka was talking about electrolytes, Rogan was like, well, I drink Liquid IV. And Gary was like, oh, you better watch out for that because it has the cyanide, blah, blah, blah.
That sounds pretty close.
It's pretty close. Cyanide. It's basically cyanide.
Isn't it like cyanide family?
It's made from cyanide. Cyanide, vitamin, and everything.
Did you ever look why it has that? Is it a preservative or something?
It's just like a cheap way to make vitamin B12.
No. Oh.
Cyanicobalamin. I don't know how to pronounce it. But hey, I challenge you to go to CVS, Walgreens, anywhere where you can get vitamins and try to find vitamins, a complex, a B12 complex, even a multivitamin without that version of B12 in it.
Really?
Yeah, you can't find it.
I wonder if it's just really that much more expensive to...
It's just that much cheaper to use. It's just cheaper to make. It's the input to, you make all these ingredients for like a B12. You get all these ingredients. You're going to go with the cheapest one. And that's the cheapest version that companies can get to add to their, checks the box of vitamin B12.
Yeah.
The way that Gary explained it is obviously a lot better than how I'm going to explain it. Yeah. But it's like, even like in skincare companies too, because I'm down that rabbit hole, a little like the percentage of toxicity to a human's body, it's not toxic up to a certain percentage. Like it's okay for you to consume it up to this percentage. How crazy does that sound? Right? Because it's
tolerances.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, at the end of the day, everything's fucking toxic, right? You eat too much chocolate and you can fucking die, right? Everything's toxic. But why am I going to put something that's like legitimately a known toxin, that's a carcinogen? Why do I want to use that? And my fucking electrolytes. I just want electrolytes. I just need some potassium here and some salt, you know, some magnesium. I don't want to put fucking cyanide in my body.
They're probably going to pivot, hopefully, if people stop using them. But I don't like when companies, they get so big, now they can afford to use the right stuff, you know?
Right.
So I just don't know. I'm sure their margins will go down if they start doing that, but I'm sure they can up. I mean, they're already pretty expensive, right? Like you buy a box is like $25 or something.
It's right? Very expensive.
It's expensive. Just freaking salt and potassium, sodium, all that. The potassium, sodium, and what else? What's the three ingredients?
Magnesium. I'm trying to find if there's like a Reddit article on Rogan and Liquid IV, but I can't find anything.
I don't listen to his ads.
I listen to them all.
You listen to them?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I listen to them.
You don't skip?
No.
Are you fucking with me?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Just because you're working out and like you're not by your phone, so you just let him play?
I just want to hear what he says. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Why is it weird?
It's weird to me because I just want to listen to the podcast.
I genuinely, I'll skip other people's ads, but I want, if Rogan's using it, maybe I'm a fanboy, right? But I don't think he is going to tell me anything that he genuinely doesn't believe.
Oh, you want to hear the products?
Yeah. I don't think he's just selling me stuff that he doesn't want to.
That's what he claims, at least, right?
I mean, I don't know, dude.
I believe it, but he claims that, so that's...
So, if you go down the recent ads, it's a Farmer's Dog, ZipRecruiter, Bond Charge, the blanket, AG1, of course, which AG1 doesn't use that B12.
Okay.
So, I drink AG1s. Simply Safe, Squarespace, ShipStation, Traeger, ExpressVPN, and Policy Genius. It's not on here, and it was on here all the time.
I didn't know you could look at a list, a drop-down list.
Yeah, if you go to, like, the front, if you go to his page,
that's cool.
You can look at the recent ads. And I haven't, this is the first time I've checked it in a while. But yeah, you can even go into individual podcast and look at the ads. And Liquid IV is not in there. So I don't know if he's still, like, in a contract to where he can't say that he's not with them or something like that, something legal there. Mm-hmm. So he can't like say I'm going to another electrolyte. But from Gary Brecka, I guess, is the power of the Brecka that he told that one thing. And that's what I like. That's what I like about Rogan. He learns information. He's okay to pivot. To me, that was a pivot because I haven't seen it. I haven't seen that ad. And on all, I haven't heard it on Theo Von's podcast. I haven't heard it on, that was another one.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. So I wonder, or maybe, like, Rogan has the power to say, hey, what the fuck are y'all using this for? Why don't y'all change it, please? Like, he has the power to do that. So maybe that's what they're working on or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah, his circle is probably just, because they have the same guests on.
They were like, all drinking Liquid IV and sponsored by Liquid IV. This podcast sponsored by Liquid IV.
That's probably a big hit, too. But those people make so much money, they have the power to choose. So we talked about Dana, too, like taking out Peloton just on a, you know, on a.
Who the fuck is that?
On an email. Like, or
no, it was because.
He wouldn't come on the show.
He wouldn't go on Theo Von's podcast.
Because of politics.
Yeah.
I think that's. We need more of that because we're all being bought off.
Yeah. Or he was going to pull, they were going to pull the ads or something, like that.
They're only, these companies are only as strong as the consumer. Yeah. Like if we don't buy their stuff, they go, like we have the power to choose. So when these people are so big and they consciously make the choice and kind of go like public with it, it's like, it can ruin these corporations, but they need to get a little tighter. You know, like Liquid IV is going that pharmaceutical route where they're just kind of, they're big and they're just trying to mass produce. And then it's kind of not what we thought it was at first.
Well, it started great, but they were bought by Unilever, I think.
Is that what he said on there? Is that when the change?
No, happened? I don't think that's what he said. I don't think he said that. But when you start looking at the history of Liquid IV, it started great. It had like minimal ingredients, not a whole lot of sugar. That's the other thing. The little packets of sugar or the amount of sugar in each Liquid IV, dude, is a lot. It's a fucking lot. Yeah. You're basically drinking like a Frappuccino almost.
When you pour that shit and you drink, it's a lot.
Yeah, when you pour
one. I'm like, is it done yet? It's like, you have to almost drink a little water to get all that stuff in there.
I know. It's a lot of stuff. Yeah. It's a lot, and it was a lot of sugar. So it started off good, but then it got bought or they sold to a bigger company, and that's what happens. It's easier to mass produce, cheaper, lower quality ingredients.
And they already have the name.
Yeah.
Have you went down the red light rabbit hole?
Yeah, I want to get one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I wanted to research. So I was like, they're so expensive. And I'm like, is it really, are the products are the materials put into this thing worth what they're selling it for? Of course not. But like how do I want to make my own. I'm like, where do I get these red light bulbs? How can I make a panel? Because they sell you like, you really need a huge panel to get your whole body. Honestly, you would want one of the beds. But the beds are like unreasonable.
They're like $30,000 or $20,000. Are
Breckas?
They more?
Breckas?
It's 100, right?
I think it's more than 100 grand.
It's 400,000. I know Rogan.
I think it's like $150,000 or something.
Fuck that.
And so I looked at another one that like a lot of athletes use, and it's like a car. It's like buying a car. But I looked at the little panels, like the largest panels, they're meant to build they're meant to use the panels to build a bigger panel.
Yeah.
But like their largest panel was like almost $2,000, and it doesn't cover your body. You have to like change positions every 15 minutes to get, yeah. Like, yeah. But the main thing I want it for is like my face. Cause that's the thing that you want, you know, all that cell rejuvenation and all that stuff. So, but I started looking, I was like, some guy bought some of the bulbs from China and was able to get it really cheap, but like, it's just not open. It's not open. It's real secretive. Like they don't want you making your own. They want you buying they're hiding that information. But I the nanometers between waves and stuff, and it needs to be like non-visible. I think it's like 500 to 800 nanometers between waves. And so that's it penetrates different. So then I was like, what's different about red light and infrared heat? Because I have the infrared in the sauna.
Yeah.
And it's they have different purposes, but the smaller wavelengths are better for the cell rejuvenation, and the other one's like 1,000 and above. And so then it's better for like muscle aches and things like that.
Oh, I thought the sauna, the red light in the sauna was for the cells. Is that what that is?
I have infrared heat.
Infrared heat.
I don't have the red light. It's like light and heat. Okay. So it's like two different things. I'm not an expert, man, but I was really trying to decipher what the difference would be. And then I was like, because they have infrared bulbs, like a big bulb you just put in your socket or whatever, and then it has the things. But I'm like, and I'm all over Reddit because I trust Reddit in the forums rather than like just the open links you get from Google. But I'm like, is a bulb equivalent to a bunch of little bulbs? Like, but some of these panels there's all these ranges that you want of these nanometers, and all the bulbs have different ranges. So the panels will have different bulbs with different ranges.
Oh, shit.
So it covers the whole spectrum of what you want.
Right.
And so the bigger ones you get, and then it's that output too, like the actual, how much it radiates out.
Yeah.
And so, but nothing I read seemed like it should be expensive, but I couldn't find, like, I wanted to do it, get all the bulbs or whatever and wire them up to like a power supply and then just like it'd be a panel.
Right.
But, just not a lot of information on it. And it's really, it's old technology that was made. I think they were talking about like the 50s or something, but it was like foo-foo. like people didn't believe that it did, but now they actually have studies that show change in your skin. And then I started watching some YouTube people. They're like, they had one guy had a year's use of because it's supposed to rejuvenate hair too.
Oh shit!
That's why they have the scalp caps. Yeah. Or they have the masks or things like that. So I watched the whole video, and he did before and after pictures, and it really his hair one looked different, but it's all on what the haircut you had at the time. A year from now, you're not going to get the exact same haircut.
Yeah.
So it's a little different, and then the lighting on each of them. They said it works well with stretch marks too. His stretch marks looked a little different, but maybe you have to use it for more than a year. But the fucker got the panel for free too to do the review. So I wish we could do that kind of stuff, save a lot of money. But none of the pictures looked incredibly different, but I don't know if a year's time is a good sample to see differences.
Or you can just go outside when the sun's coming up in the morning.
So I did that too. I was like, what are the nanometers of the sun? And so they have a way, way broader spectrum.
Which is good, right?
Good. I mean, we get cancer, right?
No.
So I started getting into that too.
Don't give me. Hey.
I went down the rabbit.
Tell me what you go and I'll tell you whatever they know.
So anyways, they said like at sunset, you'll get similar effects to the red light because they're dumbed down, you know. It's not radiating the same. But they said like with skin cancer, when you have a lighter complexion, it typically means that you're from the northern parts, and then also you were originally from Europe, which has less coverage. And then it's all like how close you are to the equator or whatever. But we have lighter skin people have less melanin, but they're able to get more from less. Mm. They get more nutrients from less sun.
Yep.
And then if a darker complexion, you're normally closer to the equator, but you wouldn't do as well in the less covered areas because you wouldn't be able to absorb as much nutrients with less light, so you need more light. Mm-hmm. So. And then, but as you evolve in the area, your melanin goes up and you'll get darker or whatever. So I think that's why people that settled in those areas will typically be darker. They'll adapt to, but it's a long period of evolution till you get there. So if you just try to move down south with less melanin, you're more likely to get cancer. But there's the whole diet thing that people have been pushing too. Like if the things inside your body and your cells are clean, then like it's less likely, but I don't know.
I've been working on some content for Signature.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down the rabbit hole of doing a lot of research on skin cancer and like the rates of skin cancer.
We need to get a guest for this too.
I've been trying to find a good, non-biased guest that's tied to like big skincare industry. It's hard to find. But my research, skin cancer wasn't as prevalent until the rise of the Industrial Revolution, whenever we started making oil, factory-based skincare products, and then we started consuming highly processed foods. Like, the rates, you can go to, like, the government website, I forget what the government website is, but the government tracks the skin cancer rates. So you can go look, and you can look at when we started mass-producing skincare products and mass-producing food. You can look at the rise, like it's like skin cancer was always there, right? But it's the dramatic increase of skin cancer rates whenever we started mass producing those stuff. So I think it's food and it's what we're putting on our skin. You're literally putting sunblock on your skin. Like they call it sunblock, but it's literally like toxins you're putting on your skin. And then you're going outside and you're baking in it.
And it's metal too, right?
It's metal. So it's like it's like, I think sunblock is like the worst type of
aluminum.
They have kinds of,
it's supposed to, the particles are supposed to reflect the sun.
Supposed to reflect, but it literally getting absorbed in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, the whole diet thing, a lot of people say seed oils. Well, you know,
I want to dig in. I wish we can get someone really,
really
biased
person.
Well, not biased, non-pharmaceutical person.
That's hard to find.
Yeah.
I want to get someone who's really smart and believe in tallow.
Well, it's like my story about blood pressure. It's like I could have gone on a pill.
Yeah.
But I just did it. So now I don't believe that as much. I'm sure there's some hereditary stuff. And as I get older, it probably is harder to manage. But it kind of blows the doors off of that theory a little bit for me. Because I have anecdotal, you know, information now. That's important. Like, if you want to try something and everybody's saying it doesn't work, try it for yourself and see.
Yeah.
I'm measuring this shit. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So I think
it worked. You didn't need a pill.
I don't want it to. I don't want to put sunscreen on.
Don't put sunscreen, dude.
I don't. So, but look, I noticed a lot of freckles appear. And you can. I don't want to have a bunch of freckles.
You can just use coconut oil, and coconut oil has a natural SPF.
But why? You know, I'm a naturalist. It's like we weren't using that before. I mean, you're talking about the Indians though. Like when you were doing your research on your product. The Indians did use stuff.
But they used oils, plant-based oils.
But that's even more, like, that makes you get more sun, doesn't
it? No, it doesn't. It protects you. Like, we've been sold this idea that oils...
Because of tannin oil.
It sounds counterproductive. It really does. But it's not, like, even...
You want to keep it like a fist.
Even
he doesn't say that no more, does he?
He just said it to the grand.
Oh, he did. Keep going.
Okay, I wanted to see about that. But like tallow by itself has a natural SPF of like I think 7 or 8. It's not fucking 50, but you're never gonna get 50 with being natural, right? So it's like, what is important to you? Like, are you gonna go out in the middle of the sun at 2 o'clock and be pounded by the sun? We're not supposed to really do that. The times that we're supposed to be in the sun is in the morning and then late in the afternoon when the sun's going down. And then you build up, that's how you build up your tolerance for the sun. But there are natural products that you can use, like tallow or even coconut oil, that have, I think coconut's higher than tallow, I think. I don't forget which one's higher, but coconut oil has a higher natural SPF. In it, just by itself. You can literally just go buy unrefined virgin coconut oil and just rub it out and when you go to the sun. And it's blocking you. Mm. It's protecting you. But, no, sunblock is the worst fucking shit.
Yeah.
And then you, like, go down sunblock and then you get into, like, bug spray.
The DEET.
The fucking DEET, whatever else is fucking... It literally kills, suffocates bugs. So what is it doing to you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, just a little bit. You just put a little bit on, you know.
Mosquitoes here love it now. They don't even die.
Oh,
anymore.
Yeah, dude, they're attracted to it. It's like, fuck, they're feeding me.
Yeah, they probably live off it.
Have
now.
You listened to the Graham Hancock and
the new
Flint
one?
Dibble?
The new one?
Yeah.
No,
it's a good one. They're debating, and they get in
into what? Just the history stuff.
What's a mainstream archaeologist debating Graham Hancock?
And so it's always this. Is it new information though?
They're debating all the information, but this has never happened.
Is the other guy against it?
Yeah.
Oh,
mainstream.
Good.
Yeah, mainstream archaeologist.
Is he legit?
He's a,
or is he just some guy they found?
No. He's one that probably one of the ones that widely or publicly criticizes Graham Hancock most.
Good.
So it gets testy.
Does Rogan have to be like the referee still?
You can tell. So I'm got about an hour left. You can tell Rogan is doing his best to be in the middle, but
he's
the stuff that,
for sure.
Well, he's definitely biased, but he's doing a really good job at being like, you know, middle of the road. But you can tell like where I'm at in this point now is where this Flint Dibble guy has called Graham Hancock's work racist, misogynist. He says that he's like the devil worshiper almost. I think that
so
was like
subjective shit.
Just weird stuff. And like how he, like Graham Hancock promotes racism, like his work promotes extreme racism ideology. So they're in that part right now. And Rogan's like, why would you even say this? Like, why would you say this about Graham? And then, Flint's like, well, you should see Graham's people on Twitter. Every time I post, they always come attack me, blah, blah, blah. It's just going, it's like, in, it's in a little, like, squirrel right now. Everyone's going back and forth. They're all calling each other names and shit. So it's a good one.
I think the race card for this type of thing, like race in general, there are racist people, but for whenever you just don't have enough information, it's almost like, I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah.
Kind of like throw it in. Yeah. Cause then it just like, if you throw that in, it's like, wait a minute, what's going on? But
yeah.
I guess he didn't have anything to back that statement.
For Flint?
Yeah, what would make him...
He was saying that because Graham promotes an ancient civilization, so Graham goes to these... goes to Africa and basically tells people that Africans didn't build this. It was an ancient white civilization that built this.
Oh.
But he doesn't. That's not what he promotes, but that's how Flint is portraying Graham's work.
Okay, so if that was true, it'd be racist.
Yeah, I mean, if he was really doing that, but Graham's not doing it that way. And everyone knows that he's not doing it that way. But if you didn't listen to Graham speak and you just listen to this university archaeologist talk about why Graham's a racist misogynist, he just throws out those words, you know. It's a calling card. You can just say these words and you get people on your side, especially if you're honed into the university like ideology. There's a question that Graham asks is like, hey Flint, do you believe in big pharma? And he's like, well, yeah, I believe that's a big thing. And he's like, okay, well, do you believe in big archaeology? He's like, Graham. Okay. Graham was asking Flint that. Right. And then he's like, no, I don't believe that. And then Graham had a fucking quote that he pulled up where Flint was talking about how big archaeology can, it's the duty of big archaeology to debunk people like Graham Peacock or Graham Hancock and why it's so important. So Graham came prepared to fucking, like, he had all these slides. They're passing around the HDMI. Hey, Jamie, I need to share my HDMI.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're showing, like, they got presentations upon presentations, and they're going back and forth. So it's a good one. I really like it. Kelly even likes it.
I want to get in on that. Of course, I'm going to watch. There's some that I just have to watch.
This is one you're going to need to, like, watch and listen.
Oh, really? Oh, because all the slides?
All the slides, yeah.
I'm surprised that guy agreed to do it. He's basically going into the lion's den.
Yeah.
So that's some respect to him for doing that.
Respect, for sure. But, you know, Rogan does a good job of not letting it. Yeah, because even Rogan stopped it. He was like, hey, let's take a break. Yeah, let's cool off. Yeah, he said, let's go use the restroom. Let's cool off a little bit. Because they got pretty heated in there a little bit. But it sounds like brothers arguing because they both believe what they believe.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm biased too, and I believe what Graham is saying. Is his name Graham, right? Graham Hancock?
Yeah.
I believe what Graham is saying, and that you can see how Flint is so closed-minded even flirt with the possibility of that there may be something else there other than what archaeologists are showing. So he's like, no, we just haven't. And the argument is like, well, how can you be sure if you've only surveyed X amount of, or a certain percentage, a small percentage of like these parts of the world, how can you be sure? And that's basically what Graham is saying right now. It's like, you can't just write it off because you haven't looked everywhere. And then Flint's argument is, well, the places we've looked have not indicated anything as such. And he's like, exactly. You don't know. Mm-hmm. So it just goes back and forth. So it's kind of a little cat and mouse right now. But
Rogan always says the best thing. It's like, you built your whole career off of this ideology.
Yeah.
And so if it were to get debunked, everything you've ever worked on,
reputation.
Thank you. Damn. Reputation.
Rape. No.
Yeah. Your reputation just go down. It's like you never done anything your whole life.
Yeah.
So it's tough to hear Graham out and be like, okay, you know, maybe so. Maybe this will debunk everything I've ever worked on my whole life. But I want them, you know, with his doc, he's like, you know, visiting all these areas, and they say in that mainstream archaeology doesn't want to explore it.
Yeah.
At least go explore it and do your due diligence.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't think, I think the data would be skewed even if they went and did it, because they still want to, they still want to believe what they believe now.
One last thing I'll say on that is, it starts off where you think Flint's going to own the conversation, because he starts off very like middle of the road. It made me laugh. Very middle of the road. And he's not coming off confrontational. And he's positioning himself in the conversation as, I'm just here to talk about the facts. And, I, you know, we're open as archaeologists. We share information. We don't hoard information. He says all the right stuff. The turning point in the conversation is when Graham points out with videos, with articles, with tweets, all the degrading names and information that he's tweeted about Graham. And then that's when, like, Graham starts to attack his character almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where I'm at in the conversation, is like, oh shit. Like, he's basically like, if Graham didn't share that information, that first part of the conversation would have been in my brain still. And I think, you know, he would have been middle of the road. I'm like, oh, I can kind of see where this guy's coming from and why, you know, why he's testing Graham so much. But Graham attacked, didn't really attack him. He just showed this information that Flint talked about Graham publicly. And it kind of shows, broadens the picture a little bit of what type of person this guy is. Yeah. So it's pretty interesting.
Like, but they're doing a little lawyering, right, with all the facts.
Oh, yeah, for yeah. sure. Yeah. All right, buddy. You want to give people your...
J. Alba.
Yeah.
J. Alba.
Mike. Instagram. It's mike.dude.12. Mike dude.12.
That's weird that you know that.
It's been, I, if I was still posting to Publer, I would know it. But it's been what, like 4 or 5 weeks, so I don't.
My shit don't show up on Publer, dude.
Mike, you just need to copy it. Look, I need you to do this for me. Next week, I need to see Mike Doulard.
How do you tagged. Know?
I know.
You go look.
No, I see look. It in the post.
Okay.
I see it in the post.
All right.
So promise. Hey, promise me.
Yep.
You promise?
Yep.
Don't.
You remember that? I do. Didn't do it. All right.
Hey, by the way. All right. Love you, buddy. Hey.